Okay, we're picking up four lines from the bottom of Chav Tes Amud Beis, where the words is "My Havi Allah." We were discussing again the machlokas when it comes to Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh that fall together, which every year we have that. Sometimes it falls on Shabbos, like this year. Most years it falls out on a weekday. So the shaila is, what do you do? Do you learn the first three aliyahs from Chanukah and the second Sefer Torah, use Rosh Chodesh all the way around? Should you learn the first three aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh and the second one for Chanukah? So the Gemara says, "My Havi Allah." What's the maskana? Rav Yosef Amar, "In Mashkichim Rosh Chodesh." We're not concerned with Rosh Chodesh, meaning the main reading is Chanukah. Therefore, it should come first, and it's more chashuv keilu. Therefore, the first three aliyahs should be of Chanukah. Rabba Amar, ain mashkiv Chanukah. No, we don't pay attention to Chanukah. The first three should be that of Rosh Chodesh. And Hilchasa, ain mashkichim Chanukah. Lacha is that we're not so concerned with Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Ikar, Rosh Chodesh is the primary one, and therefore we read the first three aliyahs with Rosh Chodesh, and only the fourth aliyah do we lean as Hilchos Chanukah. And not only that, we learn out from the fact that it says that the ain mashkichim Chanukah, what happens if you actually entirely forgot to lay in the Chanukah laning, that would be then if you got to take it out and you only read the four aliyahs already with Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back and do another aliyah of Chanukah because you already had lain the laning. That's only where you don't take out two Sefer Torah. You only take out one Sefer Torah. You didn't realize that would be what would be a diavad if in this circumstance based on how we paskin over here. Now the Gemara continues with a problem that could happen during when we read Parsha Shkalim. Itmar Chalios beve'ata titave. If the time for Shkalim fell out on Ata titave, so now. Again, Tetave is the parsha we have. Tetave is right before Kisisa. So if you're reading, if the Shkalim is really going to be the parsha, which the way in our calendars fall out, I don't think that could ever happen, that we have that the Tetave, which is the parsha right before Kisisa, is going to be read as that week's laning. So then a little bit of an issue right now is because you're laning the seven aliyahs in Tetave, so you're finishing Parshas Tetave, and then, you're finishing Tetave, and then what's next after Tetave is Kisisa. So then really everyone's going to think that there's no special laning for Parsha Shkalim, you're just laning the next aliyah is the next thing that we're up to in the Chumash. You turn the page in the Chumash and you're up to Kisisa. So what do? Amar Mitzach Nachav Karo Shisa Me'at Tetzave Ad Kisisa. So six people read from Me'at Tetzave until Kisisa. V'chad Mikisisa Ad Ve'asisa. And one person's going to read from the laning of Kisisa until Ve'asisa. And according to him, we were laning Parsha Shkalim as the seventh aliyah. So then Amar Abai said, turning on to the next summer now. Amrei, people are just going to assume Ukmi Hu Dekam Ukmi Asam, that they're just going to conclude that they're just finishing the liyas. We just pointed out everyone's not going to think there's a special kriya, but Rav Yitzchak apparently was not bothered by that. It's not going to be Nikar, as Rashi said, that it's Parshas Shkalim. They're just going to think that you're turning the page onto the next Talmud. So Ela Amar Abaye, and again we're on top of Laman Alpha now. Karu Shita Mevatet Tzave Ad Ve'asisa. Six people read from Mevatet Tzave until Ve'asisa. V'chad Tanik V'kari Be Kisisa Ad Ve'asisa. And then the seventh Aliyah, the person is going to repeat the last six psukim, and then from the Parsha of Shkalim, which is a very big Kiddush. We never really do that. According to Abaye, that Abaye is a very unusual thing to show that it's different, is that at the end of the day, you're laning the six Aliyahs, you're repeating Shvi. We never repeat Shvi, ever. The only thing we repeat is our minhag is to repeat Maftir. That's even the later Takana, but fine, we repeat Maftir, we're repeating Shvi, and then repeating it again, to show you that clearly something is different over here, that is going to realize that that's so unusual, people are going to realize that there must be something special going on over here, which is the Takana of reading Parsha Shkalim. That's the opinion of Abaye. Nothing more asked Kashi than Abaye, on a Rav Yitzchak rather, Mesi Veve Kasha from a Breisa, Chalios Parsha Smuchala. If you have the day was scheduled of Parsha Shkalim fell out on a Shabbos, which was the day next to when we read Kisisa, Ben Milfanem Ben Macharei, whether the Shabbos preceding Shkalim was scheduled to be Kisisa or the Shabbos following Kisisa was then again, was going to be supposed to be after Kisisa was then Parsha Shkalim, Koronosa, they reach Shkalim, Vikofanosa, and repeat it. So Bishlam of the Baye Nicha, now according to Abaye, now I understand the basis halacha, when the special Shkalim reading is going to happen, when you have the special, maftir for Shkalim, we read that on the Shabbos, and then we read on the Shabbos of what we're saying, Vata Tzave. So then Shkalim is going to be read and repeated, we understand how you do that. That's the repetition. But according to Rav Shlomo, there's no repetition. You just go right there after reading Parshas Tetzaveh. You're going to go into Kisisa and read Parsha of Shkalim as a special laning. So you don't have any repetition. So how does he understand the Breisa? Is Abaye really better than my Shita? Now, we just explained how Abaye has this idea of repetition, which is beforehand. That I understand. But with regards to Shabbos Shkalim that's following Shabbos, how, according to Abaye, is there any repetition? You already read Parshas Kisisa the week before, now you're reading it again in Parshas Shkalim. There's no repetition. So therefore, the Braisa doesn't line up for Abaye either. So Elamayis Lachamimur. So I have to explain this answer of what does Kofla mean. Kofla b'Shabbosos mean that you happen to read, the parsha of Kisisa multiple Shabbos as you read, meaning just like the Shabbos before you read Kisisa, now you're reading Kisisa again, or the opposite way also. If you read Kisisa and then the next week is parsha Shkalim, you'd be repeating Kisisa as well. Achanami Kofla b'Shabbosos. It means that you're repeating the Shabbosos. Abaye is forced to say that way when it comes to the Shabbos following Kisisa. So just like the one before it, also you can explain like that, and therefore the Braisa is not Akasha on Maishita. Now the Gemara continues Chalios b'Kisisa. If the special, if the laning of Shkalim happened on Shabbos of Kisisa itself, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Karoshita Min Vasisa Ad Vayakel. Six people read from the laning of the entire Kriyas Torah. V'chad Karo Kisisa Ad Vayasisa. And then Shvi is going to read the special Shkalim from Kisisa until the one that says Vayasisa until. until you're reading Parshas Kisisa again. The Gemara says, "Masculine, Abaye doesn't like this. Hashta Amri, the Mafreyo Dekari. Everyone's going to think you're just reading out of order, that you read Kisisa, and they're going back and reading the beginning of Kisisa. They're not going to realize that you're reading Parshas Shkalim. They're going to think that you just read the first, you left at the first six Pesukim, and you read it, and now you're wasn't over, so you're going back and you're going to read the Torah out of order, which you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to read the Torah out of order. So the Gemara says, Ela Marbaye, so Abaye comes up to a different answer. Karo Shita Ad Vayakel. Six people are going to read till Vayakel. Vechatane Vekarim, Kisisa Ad Vayasisa. And when it repeats it and repeats the words of Kisisa, so at the special Shkalim laning, then you're repeating it. According to Yitzchak Nafka, we skip that part, in order to show the difference, but that's a problem. Abaye is going to say you're reading out of order, so Abaye says you don't skip anything and you read it in that order. Tanakh Vasa Abaye, we have a Braisa that supports Abaye, Chalios, but Kisisa Atzma, if Shkalim occurs on Shabbos when we read Kisisa, Korinosa, Vekoflinosa, we read it, and, then we repeat it later as Parsha Shkalim, that is a Raya for Abaye. Chalios, Besocha, Shabbos, Makdimin, LeShabbos, Sha'avra. If Rosh Chodesh Adar fell out during the week, the portion of Shabbos is, the portion of Shkalim rather is going to be put into the previous Shabbos. It's read on Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Itmar Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalios be'erev Shabbos. What happens? Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Friday. When do we read Parsha Shkalim? Rav Amar Makdim, and Rav says you should still do it the Shabbos before. Lishmo Amar Ma'achrin. Lishmo says you could read it on the following the day after Rosh Chodesh. You could read it on Beis Adar. Rav Amar Makdim, and Rav says that we should do it earlier. Why? De'im Kain. Because if you wait to do it like Shmuel wants the Taina, Batsir Lo Yemei Shulchanos are taking away. We know that we saw before on Chavtes Amud Beis that we had the time that we read Rosh Chodesh Adar. It gives 2 weeks of people to enough time to get the contributions in for the Machtes Shekel. If you're doing it, if you're waiting to read it on that Shabbos, you're taking away a day for people to get ready, and then you don't have the full 2 weeks. You don't have the full 2 weeks according to Rav. That is the opinion of Rav, and therefore he doesn't think that you should do. You should do it the week earlier. Shmuel Amar Ma'achrin. Shmuel says no. You could do it the day after because it's no difference. Amar Lecha Sosov Chamisar Bali Shabbos Mikle. And when Shulchanos is falling on a Friday, Shulchanos Lenafke at Shabbos. No one, anyways, on Erev Shabbos is going to be doing these Shulchanos. The people, the money changers, to get your half shekels. So people, that's not a day anyway, and they're not doing it on Shabbos either. So the Hilchos Ma'achrin. So what's the problem doing it on Shabbos? I'm just going to let people know that they should start by Sunday. Anyway, Sunday was the first day people really would have started changing their monies and getting the Machzis Shekel ready to give to the donation to the Beis Hamikdash. So anyway, I'm not doing anything problematic by waiting to do it the following Shabbos. Now we have a Mishnah which seemingly supports Rav. Chalios Besocha Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh fell within the week. Makdimin LaShavar. We read Parshas Shkalim the previous Shabbos and read it prior to Rosh Chodesh. Masikin LaShabbos Acharis. And then the next week we take a break. We don't read anything. My love, Afilu B'Erev Shabbos. Now the implication of Mishnah, there's no difference. It doesn't matter when it falls in the middle of the week. Friday is the middle of the week. That's considered not Shabbos, and yet it implies that the Mishnah is applying like Rav, that you'd always read it the Shabbos before. So my answer is low. Besocha Shabbos Tafka. The Mishnah's lashon of within the week also specifically meant within the week, but not on not specifically if it fell on Friday, fell on Friday, but the end of the week. That's not called the middle of the week, and therefore we've answered for Shmuel. Tashma bring another raya from a Braisa. Ezui Shabbos Rishona, which is the first week we could read the Dalet Parshios. Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios Besocha. Any week with which Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in, that is going to be considered the first week. Vafilu Be'er Shabbos, and even if it's Erev Shabbos, my love, Vafilu Erev Shabbos Dimna Desocha. So seemingly the Braisa is indicating that we say the Erev Shabbos is similar to the law that it's the halacha of Erev Shabbos. Afilu Erev Shabbos said like that should be like the halacha that it's the middle of the week. So Matocha Makdimin, just like if it falls out on Wednesday or Tuesday, everyone agrees that you do it the Shabbos before. So too after Erev Shabbos Makdimin. So too when Rosh Chodesh Chodesh falls out on Friday, we'd also do it the Shabbos before, and therefore this, again, another Brisa seems to indicate like Rav. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, ba. We have to fix the text of the Brisa to say, ba, v'chaitan of Shmuel, ba. That when it says, on which, how does that change? I think Rashi helps us flesh this out, that when it says, Lashon, Ezer Shabbos, Roshona, Kol Shechal, Rosh Chodesh Lios, ba, is literally on Yom HaShabbos Atzmo. Rashi says only when it falls on Shabbos, Afilu Chal Be'erev Shabbos Shaled Mok Ilu Chal Ba. That's like it falls out the day before, and therefore there's no problem with the text of the Braisa once you amend it to have the word Ba, as Rashi explains. Then it's going to be able to answer for Shmuel. Gemara now suggests Ketanai. Maybe the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is actually Machlokas Tanaim, because the Braisa says Maskirin LaShabbosos. We alternate Shabbosos, the first of the four of Dalet Parshios, the first two rather of the four Dalet Parshios. That we read, and then we take a break, and then we go read Parsha Zachar. Did Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Shuma ben Elazar Amir, Ein Masrikin. We do not alternate. Rather, we have Shalom Zachar read on consecutive Shabbosos. Amar Rabbi Shuma ben Elazar, Ein Masayani Omer ben Ein Maskir. When is it that I agree that they're back to the back to Shkalim, and then right after that Shabbos is going to be Zachar? Bizman Shechal Yoyis be'erev Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday. Azman Shechal Yoyis besocha Shabbos. When it falls out during the week, then I'd agree. Makdim Mekorah b'Shabbos She'avra, that one reads the Shkalim, and then you'd have a break. Alfa Bishu Shvat, even though it's still the month of Shvat. And so we see that Rav Shimon Rav Yehuda Lechora is Machlokas Rav Chodesh Chalios on Friday. It Lechora comes out that Shmuel is going to hold like the opinion of Rav Shimon, of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and he's going to hold that Lechora only when it falls out on Friday, then it go back to back. That's like the opinion of Shmuel. And Rav would hold like the opinion of Rav Yehuda Nasi, and that's seemingly Machlokas Tanaim. And that is how the Gemara ends off, that maybe Lechora, this is Machlokas Katanai. When we say Lema Katanai, it's always Akasha. So we suggest Machlokas Tanaim here. We're actually just adapting that Machlokas Rav and Shmuel is a machlokas tanaim, and the halacha is going to be like Rav. Whenever it comes to halacha, Rashi points out when it comes to halacha as a Kriyas Torah, we pass on like Rav. It's interesting. It's not Rav be'isurei and Shmuel be'dine here. I guess Kriyas Torah is more like, I don't know if there's rules by this, but we pass on like Rav for the halachas of Kriyas Torah. Now the Gemara continues quoting the next part of the Mishnah, which said Vishnia Zachar. The second Shabbos we read Parsha Zachar. Itmar we learn in the Brais, we learn in the Yeshivas. They said Purim Shechalios be'erev Shabbos. What happens if Purim falls on Friday? Which we just had that last year. It would Yudal fell on Friday and Eretz Yisrael Shabbos. Rav Makdim and Parsha Zachar. We read Parsha Zachar the Shabbos before. Shmuel Marma Achron. And Shmuel says we postpone it till the following Shabbos, which is going to be the 15th. Rav Makdim and Rav says that we do it Shabbos Zachar the Shabbos before. Kehechad Yedikto Masiel Leskira. In order that the observance of a Delotikton, rather the observance of Purim, should not fall out before the commemoration of Amalek. We know that Haman was from Amalek. We destroyed Haman, and that was the Asiyah Shabbo, and commemorating Purim and doing the mitzvahs of Purim is considered the Asiyah. And the Zechira obviously is Zachar, is reading Parsha Zachar. Shmuel Amar Ma'achron, and Shmuel says we postpone it because Amalek came into Ika Mukafin, that certain Megam, because the people in Yerushalayim and other places that are Mukafin, that are walled cities from time Yeshua Banu, they're going to be reading on the 15th. Asiyah Zechira, Vadad Inikasin, for them it's going to happen simultaneously. And therefore, we can keep out the Yadala people could read on the day after, because there are people who are doing the Asiyah and Zechira together simultaneously, the Hainu, those who live in walled cities. This is a raya that those bring, that when the Purim Meshulash, I give a few shurim about this, a whole lot of shaylas about Purim. Basically, every single day, there's a machlokas what they do. And it's mainly achronim, interesting, the Rishonim don't really discuss this, but this is one of the rayas that they discuss. There's at least some observance of certain mitzvahs that apply on Shabbos. What are they, and how do they apply? That's a machlokas achronim. Some understand that, theoretically, if you give mishlach manos within an erev, then you can become mishlach manos to your friend. You could just give him food, and he's allowed to eat it, so you're going to be Mishlach Manos on Shabbos if you had to. If you forgot to do it on Friday, maybe you could do it on Shabbos if there was an Erev. Or others say that this is a Raya that the Seuda applies on Shabbos. That's how someone to learn the Rambam, that's how someone to explain also that the Seuda's Purim is really, the Seuda's Purim, the Ikar Seuda's Purim is really Shabbos. The Tashlumin, the one that happens on Sunday, is the Tashlumin Shabbat, but there is definitely Ikar Vort, that one of the main Seudas are Seuda's Purim, definitely there is an idea of Seuda's Purim on Shabbos. This is a nice Raya for that, because there is, again, there's an Asiyah going on. There's the fact that we're assuming that you're doing something commemorating Purim. Others explain the Asiyah over here is just simply that the fact that you say Alanisim in your davening and that's okay. You reign Alanisim, that's why it would be fine. So that's the Asiyah Shabbat. And that's, again, it's a big machlokas how to understand what this Gemara's Raya is. Either way, so that's what we do, like Rav, so we do it the week before, but those in Eretz Yisrael, I think we learned by Vamalek from after, I'm not mistaken. That's because it's the day of, that's a Zichir of Hadadadah, we do like that. That we do learn the Parshas of Vamalek, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that Eretz Yisrael, I don't remember. In Eretz Yisrael, we learn Maftir, in Yerushalayim, rather we do Lein Maftir as Shabbos Zachor, on Shabbos Purim. Tznan on the 15th. Tznan b'shnia Zachor. We learn in the Mishnah that a second week we parsha Zachor. V'haki mikle reish yarcha b'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, as we discussed in the case of Mishnah, mikle Purim b'erev Shabbos, the Purim is going to fall on Friday. V'ktana b'shnia Zachor. And yet the Mishnah says that the second Shabbos is parsha Zachor. Seemingly, again, this is a raya for Rav. Amar Papa Mai Shnia. No, what does it mean by the second one? Shnia laf saka, the second one for interrupting it, but doesn't mean the second Shabbos, doesn't mean the second week, rather the second Shabbos and the second interruption, meaning that we read, take a break, and then we read it the Shabbos after, and that would record with Shmuel's opinion. Tashma, another raya we want to bring for Rav. Ezu Shabbos Shnia, what is the second week for the Dalet Parshas? Kol Shechal Purim Leos Besocha, any Shabbos which Purim falls on the week of Zachor, you read Parshas Zachor the previous Shabbos. Afilu Be'er Shabbos, and even if Purim falls out on Friday. So Lechora, this is my Be'er Shabbos Dima Desocha, seemingly that the Braisa is indicating that the Erev Shabbos is similar to law when Purim will fall out during the weekday. Matocha Makdima, just like when Purim falls on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, any other time, we're going to read it on Shabbos before. After Erev Shabbos Makdima, and so too when Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, we should also follow the Halacha that we read it the Shabbos before, like Rav wanted to indicate. So Shmuel is going to answer, Amar Shmuel, Ba. Here also, you have to amend the text to say, Ba, V'chein Tanav Shmuel, Ba. Here also, you have to say that it meant that Purim itself is going to fall out on Shabbos or on Erev Shabbos. That's when we lashon of Ba, as we learned earlier, that would be the same answer that we would be able to give over here. Chalios b'Shabbos Atzma. Now, when Purim falls on Shabbos itself, when is Parsha Zachor read? This is not possible the way we have our calendars. Yud Dalet can never fall on Shabbos the way we have it now. Only Tesvav can. Amar Rav Huna l'Divrei Hakol in Makdimah. According to everybody, even according to Rav, we do not read Parsha Zachor the preceding Shabbos. Rather, it's read on the Shabbos of Purim. Rav Nachman Amar Adai ni Machlokas. Rav Nachman says no. Ataka is still Machlokas. And according to Rav, he says maybe you should actually do it before. Doing them together is not sufficient according to Rav. It marnami amar b'chia bar Abba amar b'yaba bar amar Rav Purim shechal liyos b'Shabbos. When Purim falls out on Shabbos, well, again according to the Gemara over here, if we hold a dain machlokas, that would hold by when Tesvav is Yerushalayim, that he would also hold that Rav would do it the Shabbos before. In which case, we would hold that you should do it the Shabbos before. So I'm not sure. I have to double check. I don't remember. I don't know how to remember, but when we lane Parsha Zachor. I think we did it. Maybe everyone did it. We don't do it on Purim. I don't remember. When Purim falls out on Shabbos itself, you read Parsha Zachor the preceding Shabbos. B'shlishis Parah Aduma. On the third Shabbos, we read Parsha Aduma. Tanur Rabbanan, we learn in Raisa, Ezu Shabbos Shlishis. What is considered the third week of the Dalet Parshios? On which Shabbos is Parah Aduma read? So Gemara says, Kol Shemuchah LePurim Achareah. Whichever week that is close to Purim after it, the Shabbos following Purim, that's what we're understanding. Specifically, the Shabbos follows Purim Av Mukafin. Then it's going to be Parshas Parah is going to read on the following Shabbos. Itmar Reb Chiya Bar Amar Shabbos Shemuchah Rosh Chodesh Nisan. No, it's the time when Parshas Parah is the Shabbos close to the one preceding Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Velo Pliki, and they're not arguing. Ha Deikler Rosh Chodesh Nisan B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, because the Parshas it references the fact that you have to matar yourself for the Parah Aduma to make sure you're tar for Korban Pesach, so that it should be read by Rosh Chodesh. Had the Ikla B'Emtza Shabbos. However, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls in the middle of the week, then Rosh Chodesh then we'd be reading it. Parshas Marvus takes it Shabbos after Purim. In that circumstance, okay. Barviyas Hachodesh Hazalachem. On the fourth Shabbos, we read Hachodesh Hazalachem. Turn Rabbah within a brisa. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shachalios B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Korin B'Kisisa. We read the Parsha of Kisisa, which includes the Parsha of Shkalim, Afterin B'Yoyada, and we remaster B'Yoyada that we mentioned before. Beizu Shabbos. What is considered the first Shabbos of Dalet Parshas? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar Leos Besocha Vafila Bar of Shabbos. That was the raya we brought against Rav, as we explained before, and that's what was Ba, how Shmuel reinterpreted it. Bishnia Zachor on the second Shabbos we parshak Matir Bepakarti, and we read the Haftorah of Pakarti, which is the Shaul's war against the Amalekim, and that's the standard Chumashim have it in Pasuk Beis, where the Sfarim started in Pasuk Aleph. That's how where to start it is exactly as the Machlokas and Minhagim. Ezui Shabbos Shniyah, what is considered the second Shabbos after the Dalet Parshios? Kol Shechal Purim Lios Besocha, whenever Purim falls out within that week, Vafila B'Erev Shabbos, even if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos of the following week, that also we explained before. B'Shlishis Parah Aduma, on the third Shabbos, read Parah Aduma, Maftirin V'Zarakti Aleichem. This is in Pasuk in Yechezkel, and that's what we lean from, which is discussing Klai Yisrael becoming Tahar from the time of Yemos HaMashiach. It's a very nice idea. We were hoping for that to b'mehira v'lamina. We hope for that for it to come as well. Ve'ezoi Shabbos Shlishis, and when is the third Shabbos for winning before Dalat Parshas? Kol shemuchal at Purim Acharei, whichever Shabbos that is close to Purim after it, the Shabbos following Purim. Ve'vias haChodesh Hazalchem, and on the fourth Shabbos we read a Chodesh Hazalchem u'maftir and v'kol Hashem Elokim barishon ve'chad lechodesh. Again, pasuk in Yecheskel that is also relevant to the idea of the Klal Yisrael being mitar themselves during the first week of Nisan in that Haftorah. Turning on to the next number here, ve'ezoi. What is the fourth week regarding the Dalat Parshios? Kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Nisan lios pesuch. Any week which Chodesh Nisan falls out in, va'afilu be'erev Shabbos, and even if they fall out on erev Shabbos. However, when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos itself, the reading would take place on that day. It's not going to be read the Shabbos before. So that is the din. So it makes the difference. Of course, whether the Chodesh falls on Friday, whether it falls on during the week, either case, our Chodesh is going to be read the preceding Shabbos, and that is the opinion of Shmuel. That's what Rashi points out. Then Rashi has a long arichus over here. We don't have time to get into the Rashi. He gives the mnemonics for how to basically lay out the whole calendar for Zatu, Dad, Bo, and Uvio. Those are the mnemonics to remember when Rosh Chodesh will fall out and when the Dalat Parshios are going to be read. All the permutations in the calendar, Rashi has arichus over here. If anyone's interested in looking, we have to go right there. But Chamishis, Chozer, and the Chesidron, on the fifth of the fifth Shabbos, we go back to read the regular Parshios. So the Gemara now says, what does it mean we're going back to the order? What regular Parshios? Rabbi Ami Amar, Lesedr Parshios Uchozer. You go to the regular weekly portions of the Torah, whatever Parshios is, that's what you go back to. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmi Amar, no, Lesedr Haftoras Uchozer. No, the order of the Haftoras, that the Dalat Parshios has special Haftoras associated with them. So then, according to this one, when the Shabbos of Dalat Parshios, you go, but you don't take a break of the regular of the Torah lane. You have the regular Parshios Shavua and the Dalat Parshios the way we have it. Also, Amar Abaye Kavaser Rabbi Ami Mustabra. According to Rav Ami, it makes more sense because this time we learn in Mishnah L'chol Mafsikin. We interrupt everything for the regular Krios L'Rosh Chodeshim L'Chanuka U'L'Purim L'Tanios L'Mamados U'L'Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara says Bishlam Alamant Amar. So that all according to all these things, we stop the regular laning for Bishlam Alamant Amar Seder Parshios. Now, according to one who says that we go back to the regular the Parshas HaShavua from that week, that makes sense to understand that there's a thing normally read during the weekday, and now we don't normally read it because of all these cases, the Mamados and all those things. We'll read it during the weekday. But if it means that we go back to the order of Haftorahs, Haftorah b'chol mi'ika, when do we ever have Haftorah during the weekday? Since it's not possible, so then what does it mean by mafsikin, according to them? V'idach, and according to Maria, what would you answer this? It means in different Mishnah, different contexts, it means different things. In our Mishnah, it means that you go back to the Parshas Shavua, and over there, it meant that you interrupt the actual laning, not the Haftorah, you're right, that means the laning, but it meant in different contexts, it meant two different things. So the Gemara has another caution of Yirmiyah. Uvetanias lamaliyah saka. But why on the fast day do we need to interrupt the laning of the Kriyas Torah? Likri mitzar from Minan Diyoma. The morning you should just lane, let's say, whatever parsha it is. We're in parshas b'shalach, here parsha b'shalach. And when you have a fast day, you'll lane a mincha, a mincha v'tanis, and mincha time you lane the tainis. Maseler Rav Huna. This difficulty seemingly supporting Rav Huna. Rav Huna mitzarfa kinufa. In the morning of the fast day, we have an assembly in honor of the fast. A morning hours, people gather together and we examine our ways. And we fast, so therefore there's no time to read from the Sefer Torah at all. That seemingly is how Rashi understands it, that there's no Kriyas Torah. And therefore, there's no Kriyas Torah, we only lay by Mincha, that's a Mafsik, and we don't even lay it at all. That's how Rashi understands it, which again would be against the Minhag that we do, that we lay twice. So that's in Echanan, that's how some Rishonim wanted to explain. The Vilna Gaon Briya Gra just says, when we say, Damar Avuna Mitzarfa Kinufa, why do you have to understand like Rashi in the morning that we're busy because we're doing Tshuva and things like that, we're not lady. The Briya Gra says, no, we're actually Gufa, that's like our Minhag. We're laning exactly like we should be, like based on the Gemara, is that we're laning from the when we're gathering, and gathering in honor of the fast, we also lane about the fast. We lane about the fast both by Shachros and by Mincha, we do have Torah, but by Shachros also, we lane Vayichal. So Heichi Avdinan, so how do we, so that's, that would be the minute that we have nowadays, that, that we lay in the designated again by Chal by both times. Hey, Chav Dinan. So how do we do it? So what are we doing? A fast day. Amar Abaye Mitzafra Lefalgo the Yoma. Ma'inim B'milad Ma'isa. In the morning till the middle of the day, we do tshuva. The ikar about the fasting is not the fasting. It is also, but it's about tshuva and Ma'isim Tovim and Tzedakah and doing Chazor. Not just that we forget about the fast. It's such an easy fast and think about it. You're supposed to be thinking about doing tshuva. From the middle of the day until the middle afternoon, Karina and Umaftire. We read from the Torah, and then we do have Torah. Revia Diyoma, that's what we do. Jerusalem Bishimito, from Yeshayahu. Revia Diyoma, Bar Achme, in the middle of the day, half quarter of the day rather, we ask Hashem for Achmana Shinemar, Vayikru Besefer Torah Hashem Elokim, Revias Yom Revias, Mitzchatim Mishtachavim, the Pasuk says, and they call that to Hashem, and from one quarter of the day, another quarter of the day, they confess, they daven to Hashem. This is telling us a quarter of the day would be something reading a Torah and Tefillah, Vayipuchana. So why don't we just reverse the order and say that first half of the day is meant to be for tshuva maisa, for bowing ourselves down and davening. No, you shouldn't assume that. Why the chsiv? Everyone who's gathered around me, Hashem Klal Yisrael saying from the exile while I sit and while I stand at the korban tamid uchsiv umincha sa'erev kamti minasani. And afternoon I rose from my fast. So we see over there that the pasuk are indicating that from the fact that Hashem is telling us that the last quarter of the day is appropriate time for davening. So that's why you should be davening specifically the last quarter of the day. Okay, we'll read the next mishnah. Now we're discussing the parsha. It's very important. Tosfos Rosh Hashanah is very fond of quoting in brachos that the Tosfos says our minhag is not always like the din of the Gemara. We also have very early sources like other Maseches Sofrim and Psiktas that our minhag even follow for when we lane certain things about Haftorahs and different lanings. We don't always follow, as we're going to see over here, a few examples in the Mishnah that we and as some explain also that this is just the minhag that they were discussing. It wasn't a chiyuv that they're saying to read it, but and we read different parshas, different Haftorahs sometimes, and even what the Mishnahs will tell us based on other sources in Tanaim. Now Pesach Korban Parshas Mo'adah Shel Toras Kohanim, and Pesach we read in Vayikra and discusses all the Chagim. Ba'atzeret Shiva Shavuos and we'll read the Shiva Shavuos and B'tispar Lecha Basmucha Benorim. That whole thing that the counting the 7 weeks for Shavuos, the laning about when it talks about the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah and Tkiyah Shofar, B'yom HaKippur, Me'achrei Mos, and that's all the Avodas Hayom. B'yom HaYom Tov Harishon Shachag, Korin V'Parshas Modash V'Torahs Kohanim. The first day of Sukkot, we read the first day of Vayikra V'Shar Kamos Shachag V'Korbanos Shachag. The rest of the days, we read from the Korbanos Shachag, right? B'yom HaRishon, how many Korbanos they would bring. So that all those days is what we lane on Sukkot. It's important to note that our minhag is seemingly against this mishnah also that they would point out, because the way the mishnah implies that only the first day you're laning just a regular thing about the Yom Tovim about Sukkot and not the Korban Hayom, and the rest of the days we do it. So in Echanami, our minhag seemingly following the Rabbanan Savarai, some explain, and that would be potentially another again difference between our minhag and the din, and the whole laning, the arichos of how do you lane Sukkot into the Aliyahs, according to Bnei Chutzlar, it's because the first day in 1 and 2 is a Safek Diomedi. We don't want to lay in day two for Bnei Chutzlar, because then people are going to think, oh, it's not really Yomtiv, I don't have to keep any of the Yomtiv Sheni. So we don't lay in it. We only lay in Beyom Rishon. So the second day, we're going to start laying from we laid the day one, day two, and then repeat itself, in that manner. On the first day of Chol HaMoed, let's say, so the first day of Chol HaMoed, so we read, the first two people read the day of the second and third days. The third Aliyah is going to be saying the fourth day, and the fourth guy is going to repeat the second and third days. That's the minhag that we do, the Ashkenazim at least. That's how we're following, the Ramah, following Rashi, meaning following Rashi over here, and following the Ramah Paschas like Rashi over here. That's how Ashkenazim do it. It's far to do it differently based on the Rif, not taking into, okay, so let's go weiter. So that's what we do on Sukkot. The Chanukah and Nesiyam, and that's what we do also. On the Chanukah, we lean about in Parshas Nasa about the Nesiyam and partner by Vama Malik. That's which only 9 Psukim. That's one example we could potentially have only 9 Psukim. Sfardim repeated to get to 10 Psukim. But Roshei Chadashim, we read of Roshei Choshechem. But Mados Masib Rishis, Mamados read from Baisha Rishis. But Taniyos, turning on the next one now, we read Brachos to Klalos. We read the portion of the Brachos and the Klalos. And we, in Masikim and Klalos, we don't interrupt the curses. That's what we do. We only give one guy the whole Aliyah. El Echad Koraz Kula, we read all of them. And we also read the part of the Brachos with it also in that Aliyah. But Shein V'Chamishim, we don't call someone up to that Aliyah. We usually give the Balkor the Aliyah because we want to call someone up to the Klalos. Bashin of Chamishim, Mondays and Thursdays, Bashabbos and Mincha, Korin, Kesidran. And Shabbos Mincha, we read according to the regular Seder HaParshios, Ve'ein, Olin, Ve'nem, Cheshbon, they don't count. Meaning that if you're in Rishon, we divide Rishon usually into 3 Aliyahs. Sometimes it's longer than Rishon, like Netzavim, let's say, the first, I think it's like 4 or 5 Aliyahs. We read in Netzavim because it's such a short Parsha. They don't count. You don't just start pick up from Revi, let's say, if they're talking about Fardred or Shlishi, whatever it is, where we're ending. Shani, we pick up from Rishon, they don't count towards the Shabbos Aliyahs. Shnever v'dav Moshe. So how do we know we read the parshas that are relevant to the the time that's going on? V'dav Moshe is Moshe Hashem on Yisrael. Mitzvahs and Shiyukorin Kolechad Ve'Echad Bizmana. It's obligation for each person to read the korban of the chag at its appropriate time, and therefore we learn that you should be reading the chagim specifically on the time of the chagim. Okay, so we'll pick up from the Gemara in tomorrow's daf.